So it's been a very long time since I did like a really random or a venting thing. I've been in a pretty good mood, but I think in all actuality, just like that little, like the little meme says, like Virgos will sit around in a burning fucking room and be like, this is totally fine. And it's like, nah, bitch, the room's on fire and eventually you're gonna die in this motherfucker. But the way my brain is set up, I can't even like get my shit together. I can't even really give a fuck. Like, I cannot believe all of this shit. But this is like, when I say 2019, 2020 won't catch me fucking dealing with this. Like, I'm not doing no more shit through my bank. Like, if I gotta pay a motherfucker, I'll pay them cash. Like, I'm not doing shit else through my fucking bank ever again. Only thing that's gonna come out is that goddamn car insurance. That shit's about to be fucked up, I'm sure, if I don't have all of that paperwork. And it's like, I got so much stuff to do, and everything depends on money right now. And it's like, everywhere I was getting money from is not giving me no money. Now I gotta start asking people for money, even though I work. And that's, there's nothing worse than that. Like, there's nothing worse than working and still having to ask people for money. Like, I'm looking at, like, as far as my kid's dad goes, like, I'm raising our children. I'm not a single mom. Well, fuck that shit. Like, I'm single and I'm out here and I got four kids. And if you aren't, you know, traditionally, typically, Kimal has never really been super, super consistent with money. The last couple of months he was, but I was his employee. I was working with him. I was doing something for him. So it was easy to be like, okay, well, here's some money. And then it was, I'm gonna pay you and then I'll still send you money for the kids, which he didn't do. Like, he stopped sending money up for the children. But he was still paying me consistently. But then he was like, I don't need you to work with me no more. Then he was like, I can't afford to pay you money no more, but I'll still send you money for the kids. This is in February. We're in April 9th. Today's his birthday, as a matter of fact. But I've gotten $400 from him since February 14th. February 14th was the last time I got $300 from him. And then since then, it's been $400. My rent was $609 the month of March. And then because I did lose all my jobs, or lose both my jobs, they brought it back down to 219. But by the time fucking April 1st came for 219, I didn't even have that, because the whole ass niggas over there at the Wendy's decided that they know my direct deposit number better than I know. So then my now I'm not getting paid from that. I had another job where I had a client that I used to go over there and do little stuff for him. Now I'm not getting paid for that. So I'm just sitting around here, putting out all of this work, putting out all of this effort. I'm pumping out content. I'm recording videos. I'm posting shit. I'm writing books. And it's like, no matter what the fuck I do, like, no money is coming my way. Like, no money is coming my way unless I beg and borrow. And I think that shit is whack. Like, I think that shit's fucking whack. And I'm trying to recreate my money story. I'm like, I'm trying to get my life together. I'm trying to be a better fucking person. And I'm not even a bad person. Like, I'm not even that bad. I just want to be a better fucking person, you know? And mostly only financially. Like, right now, that's my only thing. Like, I'm in love with somebody who loves the fuck out of me and who I love the fuck out of him. My children are great. They're healthy. They laugh. They're smart. They got clean clothes. Everything that they wear ain't got stains and holes and shit in it. They're doing pretty good in school. Their teachers don't have to call me every day about their behavior. Like, I just really appreciate my life, and I'm so grateful. Like, I'm grateful that my rental office isn't trying to kick me out or evict me or anything like that. But like, I'm just really fucking tired of this whole money not being able to just be around. Like, I want to be able to pay other people's bills. I want to have money like that. Like, I don't want to have enough money to pay my bills. I want to have enough money to pay other people's bills. I want to pay my children's bills today. I want to be able, like, here's $1 million for all your bills. Like, I want to be able to pay everybody's shit off. I want to be able to clear up everybody's fucking debt. I don't want nobody to have to feel like this. 'Cause this is some fucking bullshit. Like, I could dead ass see if I did nothing, but that's not the fucking case in point. That is not the fucking case in point. All right, good morning. This is a random rambling. So when people be like, oh, I keep it real, I'm not afraid to say nothing to nobody, I say anything that I'm thinking, or, you know, I tell people how I really feel, that shit is not cool. Like, telling people what you really feel and what you really think is not cool, because a lot of the times the shit that we be thinking and the stuff that we be feeling is false. It's false, it's faulty, it's selfish, it's all kinds of different things, you know? Like, it's all kinds of different stuff. But it's none of it is good. None of it is good. None of it is good. Like the Bible says, don't say things, this isn't exactly how it goes, but don't be out here saying stuff that doesn't edify God. If it doesn't edify the spirit or uplift, you don't need to say it. And so I spend a lot of time not talking. Like, I talk a lot, and sometimes I do talk a lot of mess, but I don't ever feel like people need to hear what I really think and what I really feel, because I know the stuff that I be really thinking and really feeling is not gonna make anybody else think highly of me or themselves or feel better about me or themselves. So when it comes to stuff like that, I just be quiet and keep it to myself, because that's wisdom and that's maturity. Sometimes I just be thinking about things that people have said to me in the past, and it was like, you know what? It's so funny. If you had never said that to me, I would treat you totally different. Like, you could say one or two things to me, and then from that moment on, I'm totally treating you all the way different, because you got me messed up. You all the way got me messed up. Like, that's my new thing, 2018. People had me really messed up. And when I say messed up, is like, people will have me thinking that there's something wrong with me when the problem is them. That's the worst thing you can do in the world, to take somebody who's fine. Like, I'm fine. Like, I don't have major issues. I'm just not perfect. And I think that really bothers me, because I accept the fact that people aren't perfect. I accept the fact that people have their flaws and things like that. But I don't want to say demonize, because that's a really strong word, but I don't ever like talk down about them or to them about their imperfections. I get people's imperfections, because your imperfections, that's already something that you struggle with. You don't need nobody coming down on you about the things that you struggle with. However, there's a difference between things that you struggle with and choices that you make. Like, I struggle with I want to say positive thinking, but that's not really something I struggle with. So a struggle I've learned yesterday is something that comes from like your subconscious mind. Like, you're consciously doing like 5% of the things that you do in your everyday life, is 5% of that is conscious. The other 95, depending on it, to 99, depending on the person, is subconscious. So everything that you see, say, hear, everything that you sense throughout the day is based off of information and stuff that's been pushed into your subconscious. And those are the things that you are struggling with. So that 5%, or that, you know, that 1 to 5% of your conscious mind, those are the things that I don't deal with. Because you are consciously making the decision to behave that way, to say those things, to do those things. So that's the type of stuff that bothers me, that when people be like, oh, this is just how I am, or whatever the case or the situation may be. And I'm just glad that I'm no longer committing myself to people who say things and do things that I have to excuse, because I understand that that's part of your subconscious mind. But you won't make the conscious decision
to change, fix, alter that. You just want to keep pushing all your subconscious crap off onto people. And the worst part about it is you're doing it consciously, because once you grow up and you deal with people and you be around people from different walks of life, like, and this is when work comes into place. When you get a job, not only do you have coworkers, but sometimes you have customers. And sometimes you have employees. And then sometimes you just have other vendors that deal with whatever it is that you are a part of. Like when I was working at the auto shop, there was me, the owner, the other mechanics, the vendors who would come drop off tools, the customers, as well as salesmen that would come in. And sometimes friends and family and stuff like that would stop by. So working in that shop, I got to deal with all kinds of facets of people. Some people are cheerful. Some people aren't. Most people wasn't trying to come in there and pay that $700, $800, $2,000 bill, but they did. But all in all, I got to learn how people are, how people are different, and the different things that they say, the different things that they do, and also how they are all the same. Nobody likes to be ignored. Nobody likes to be talked to with a monotone voice. Like, nobody likes that, especially ever. Like, no, especially when it comes to things that are important to them. Nobody likes to be like barked at. Nobody likes to be talked to all aggressively. And the thing about me is I noticed that my tone of voice, my body language, and my facial expressions, because I consider my face is a whole communication on its own. Like, my body language can be doing one thing. Like, I'm really in control of my body. Like, I know how to cross my legs and fold my hands in my lap. I can do that for like ever. I can literally sit like that forever. You won't know at all what I'm thinking or feeling by my body language if I don't want you to. My face, on the other hand, totally different story. I can't hide my face to save my life. So I know when and when not to speak, when and when not to say stuff. And I think that also has something to do with the fact that I am a speaker. Like, some people do hair, some people do nails, because that's what they're good at. They're naturally good at that. I'm a natural born speaker. So as a natural speaker, I know when you should open your mouth and when you shouldn't open your mouth. And I was just, it's really all stemmed from, I'm really thinking about one person in particular this morning. I ain't gonna say no names because she married now. But this person, they just, at however old they are, they have still yet to learn how to really talk to people. Like, you old and grown, you about to be on this planet for multiple decades, and yet you still don't know how to talk to people, and you still don't know when to keep your mouth shut. Like, you don't have to be that way. You don't have to do that. Like, you don't have to be that way. Especially when you yourself are not perfect. Especially when it's A, none of your business. And B, it's not going to, or where am I at? C, it's not going to edify the spirit. It's not going to make the situation. Nobody's going to like anybody anymore after you question or state whatever you want to state. And then people be thinking that it's funny to tell them, oh, well, this is how I really feel about you. But you cool. First of all, I had no idea that you ever felt that way about me. Because had I known that's how you felt, I would have never messed with you. Like, I would have never tried to come over here and be all ha-ha, ki-ki-ki, and be all friendly and be all supportive. Like, I'm cool, but I'm not, like, nobody's doormat or nothing like that. I just figured that, you know, I could see that you needed help, and I can see that nobody really messed with you like that. Even your family, even your friends, as long as I known you, you ain't never really had no real friend. Only people that hang around you are people who are just dumb as miserable as you. I could peep that. So I stuck around and I was helpful. I was friendly. I was loving, caring, supportive. I did things for you that you didn't do for yourself or nobody else. And then you want to get mad when I stopped doing them things. First of all, it's A, not like our whole relationship was like this the whole time. I was going through a time in my life where I wanted to spread love. And that same love wasn't necessarily always coming back the same way.
So, like, if I'm sending you messages, hey, I love you, hope your days are going good, hope all is well, and then you send me messages back like, oh, my life sucks, oh, this is going on, oh, that's going on, man, ain't nobody gonna be trying to reach out and talk to you every day. I'm a different kind of person. Like, I already have enough terrible things, I feel like, going on in my own personal life. I don't necessarily need to be dealing with the stuff that you've got going on in your life. Especially if it's nothing unusual. Like, everybody's kids act up. Everybody owes money for bills. Everybody forgets deadlines, apparently. Most people don't forget them as much as I do. But, like, I'm not really always only interested in the bad things that's going on in your life. I'm just not. So, long story short, if you're going to keep it real and tell people how you really feel, make sure that you really have something worth saying. That's it. Until next time, we got this. I'm just sitting here thinking about when I was younger, how much fun and exciting I used to be. I used to love to go out. I used to, like, when I went out, people would say that I was out of control. Like, it wasn't like I just went out and had a good time. I went out, everybody had a good time. The bartender, the bouncer, the club hostess, the owner of the club, people who don't know me, people from out of town. Everybody had a good time when I went out. And I wasn't buying everybody drinks, but I was just spreading mad love. I was having a good time. I was doing my thing. People loved me. People loved the experience. Like, I for real could have been a party hostess if I knew that was a thing at the time. But I didn't know. And, you know, it's just whatever. But I would have definitely did that. I would have been a great party host. And, like, my ex used to tell me stuff like, you're out of control. That was the term that people would often use when I would party. Like, it wasn't like I would be pissy drunk. Like, I used to party hard as fuck, wake up on Sunday morning, and go to church and usher like nothing ever happened. It wasn't every single Saturday or nothing like that, but that did happen a couple times. I remember this one time, I forgot how hardy I had partied and got to church, and everything was fine. And all of a sudden, you know, it's that like everything is cool after a night of outing, and then all of a sudden, like, you just get that I'm sweaty, I'm gonna pass out, oh shit, I gotta throw up, and then you throw up, and it's just like, whoa. I didn't know all this was happening. I wasn't ready for all this. Like, maybe I should have ate breakfast, but I was running late for church. It was a mess. Anyways, one of them kind of days. But after hearing from someone who I loved so much how out of control I was and how loud I was, he would tell me that I cursed too much and he didn't like how aggressive I was and all of this type of shit. So over the years, I really see how I kind of did become more reserved around him. And then in life in general, but really more so around him, because now it's like I meet guys, because now I'm meeting guys. When I was in my relationship, I wasn't with that shit. Like, I got a whole man at home. We got a whole family. What do I need to be getting to know you for? Especially if this isn't a creationship. I don't build relationships when I'm in a committed relationship. Now I'm building relationships, baby. We out here in these streets. Pimping is easy. It's like, I'm not pimping nobody. Ain't nobody got time for that. I'm having quality relationships with good men who are not just trying to fuck, who are concerned about my mental health, my spiritual health, my emotional health, who are concerned about me physically, i.e. don't be hanging around the wrong people, don't drink and drive, call me when you get home, don't come all the way out here, I'll come to you, things like that. And it just feels really good. It feels really good to be able to have a relationship with someone who's not constantly telling you what they don't like about you personally.
It's not like when I would tell my ex, I don't like how you build intimate, deep, intimate relationships with women behind my back. If you want to build a deep, intimate relationship and you want to be fucking her and you want to have your whole life over there, give a motherfucker a heads up. You know, let me know so that I don't have to find out and feel some type of way. And now I'm backed up with all of these questions. You know, I always explain to my husband, and he never seemed to understand, that I will never leave you because of another woman. I'm only going to leave you because of the things you do to me. Like, it's 7 billion people on this planet. I get the fact that you might not just only want to fuck on one, especially if you're just a nigga who likes to fuck. You know what I'm saying? It's difference between, you know, a man who likes to make love and who believes in monogamy and who believes in commitment, because you can't be committed to two people. Anything that sit down too long serves more than one master. You can't serve more than one master. So this is two different sayings. The first one was a Jamaican thing. Anything sit down too long serve more than one master. So like, if you leave a sandwich here and that shit been sitting here for like 2 hours, the bread's getting all hard, like, I'm gonna come through and eat that sandwich. Like, you clearly was not thinking about that sandwich. And the other one is, you cannot serve two masters. You're either going to love one and hate the other, or hate the other and love one. And that's big facts. And that's why I got a divorce, because my husband developed an intimate relationship that he couldn't seem to have without throwing it in my face. Like, whenever we would talk, he just had to keep bringing up this girl and how I'm the only one who seems to have a problem with their relationship. And it's clear because his friends be liking their shit online. So I'm unfriending, not his friends, but his family. Like, I'm unfriending his family and all of that shit. Like, if you, well, at this point, I blocked him and her on Facebook. And I'm just going to continue to go through that. Like, you can have my cell phone number. We don't need to be friends on social media. And that's that. And as this year comes down to an, well, as this year gets off to an amazing start, I'm just preparing for, you know, 2020. I'm preparing for my tiny home. I'm preparing for whatever relationship I'm going to be in, because I'm going to be in one. I'm a lovable person. People love me and I love people. I like to have somebody to build with. And I don't necessarily need someone at this point in my life. When I was younger, I wanted to build something with somebody from the ground up. And I personally would like to say that me and my husband did that a little bit. You know, I may not have helped him out as much as he wanted to, but I did what I could do when I was allowed to. So when I say build, though, I just want to just have a foundation, you know, and then we have a first level of our relationship and a second level of our relationship, and different levels or stories or floors. We're building, you know, we are building. I don't need something outside of our relationship. I don't need an external experience to quantify the relationship that we have. It's not going to be, well, we were in a relationship for 15 years. Fuck all that shit. You know, people be on crack for 15 years. I don't mean you need to stay on crack. It's not going to be, well, we have 4 children. Well, we have a house. Well, that's all material stuff. That's all external stuff. How is your relationship on the inside? Do you trust each other? Do you like each other anymore? Is the sex good? Is the conversation enticing? Are you inspired? Like, I was not inspired in my relationship at all. I just always felt like I was always doing something wrong every step of the way. Like, he wanted me to do all kinds of things that I just wasn't good at. And then the things that I was good at, he wouldn't appreciate me for. Like, I am a motivational speaker. I am an international motivation sensation. People across the world are going to know my name for motivation. I would be talking to this dude and I would be telling him, like, you got to look at things, you know, on the bright side.
like I would tell them, you know, I don't know nobody who makes more money than you. And right and still right now, I don't. I don't know anybody who brings in as much money annually as my ex. But he complained about money more than anybody I knew. And that shit used to break my fucking heart because it's like, you make the most money. And granted, you have a company and you have very large expenses. I also don't know about nobody who spend more money on weed than you do. I also don't know anybody who has as many shoes as you do. I also don't know anybody who almost every time they go out, they got to buy a new outfit. And this is what I'm saying. It's not like you don't have clothes. Like, because once upon a time, I just didn't have clothes to go out in, you know. And if I did, it's like, okay, I've worn this out 6 times already. Like, I need to get some new clothes to go out in. Like, it's like, oh, I'm going out. I'm going to go pick up me a new shirt. Okay, but you got 5 or 6, 7, 10 shirts in your closet right now with tags on them still. You got a dresser full of clothes. You got a closet full of clothes. And you have a whole apartment somewhere in another state, my nigga. Like, you do have a lot of money. But you also bought that Infiniti when you had a Volvo registered in your name and an Acura registered in your name. Like, you spent $11,000 on a car and you had 2 cars. You could have sold your 2 cars, but no, you want to keep paying the insurance on both of them cars. You want to keep putting repairs in both of them cars. You want to keep doing all of this different type of shit. That's why you don't have no money, bro. And on top of that, you out here tricking on these chicks. Like, and I'm like, I don't know how much money he would spend, but like his one friend called him and said, buy me a plane ticket. And he spent $130 on that. But at the same time, like literally the same time, day before, day after, same day, I asked him for $10 and he couldn't give it to me because he was spiting me. He felt like I wasn't helping him with his business, so he couldn't give me gas money. But you would call me and ask me to give somebody a ride, you know, and be like, okay, have them give you gas money. So now you can give me gas money because I'm doing you a favor. But when I needed it to just fucking survive because I pick up your kids and I drop off your kids and I'm trying to get to work, little shit like that, I couldn't get the fucking $10. But a strange man, and this is real shit, like we was getting on the highway and some guy had ran out of gas. He was like, I just need some money. I don't have my wallet, all of this different type of shit. And he gave that man a whole $20 bill and was like, yeah, I just want people to look out for me. Times is hard, but you won't give your wife $20. And so after that, I left. Like, you are absolutely not. And all this was all going on in September. I moved out the last couple of days of January. So between all of that time, he was absolutely shitting on me, treating me all kind of fucked up, all kind of crazy, staying out late, snapping back and forth, him sleeping in a bed with girls. Like, he was just doing the fucking most. And that shit really fucked me up. And I'm so glad that I made the change and I left. And I stopped letting him try to convince me that I was the cause of all the problems in our fucking relationship when, bitch, that's not even real. That's not even fucking possible. Like, I never cheated. I never stayed out late. I never fucked up your credit. I never did anything maliciously to hurt you. I was never irresponsible in a way that was outside of me. Like, if I forget to pay a bill, I don't feel like that's me being malicious, bitch. My credit is fucked up. So if me and you got bills and shit together, ho, don't be expecting me to make sure that everything gets done on time. You're the one who pays your bills and shit on time, not fucking me. So if I forgot to pay a bill or if we ended up with a late fine, like, that was a huge deal. But it's like, bro, like, I've been like this since we fucking met. And I'm not trying to say that I don't want to change, but this is part of my flaw system. Like, some women, they might pay all their bills and their house might be always clean, but she always got an attitude about everything. And she don't mind calling you a bitch ass nigga in front of your friends and family. Now me, on the other hand, I would never disrespect no man. I really would never try to disrespect no fucking human, but I especially wouldn't disrespect no man in front of his friends and family. I might not even call a nigga a bitch ass nigga to his face, unless, of course, you really is a bitch ass nigga and I don't give a fuck about you, ho. But like, if I fuck with you and I love you and we in a relationship, like, I would never do no shit like that. And to some men, that's more important. Some men are like, shit, I'll help you clean up and I'll pay all the bills just as long as you don't disrespect me and, you know, be out here spending up all my money and trying to flirt with all my friends. You know what I mean? So, like, I'd be perfect for that person. But when you're in a relationship with somebody who can't seem to see past your flaws, it's like, nah. I'm good, bro. I'm just really glad that I got out of that fucking relationship. And I cannot wait. I cannot wait till April. I cannot wait till May. I haven't decided exactly which one I'm going to pop off in. But I'm popping off in one of these upcoming months. Because shit's about to get lit. And I'm not paying alimony. Like I said I would pay alimony, but I was joking. I'm not paying no fucking alimony. And by June 2019, I will. So, we got to get this show on the road. Gaha. It's 4:21 in the morning. I'm up here drinking my tea. Making my little voice note. Yeah, I'm really excited. I got to have my YouTube. I'm super excited about everything that's happening in my life. I've got a speaking engagement coming. Well, this isn't much of a speaking engagement. I just got this interview coming up with some high schoolers, interview day. But at that meeting, this woman, I am going to be able to get in touch with her. And she, holy shit, this tea is sweet as a motherfucker. Ew. I don't like my tea to be all sweet. I wonder if I put some water in here. How did it taste? I feel like Wendy Williams right now. But anyways, on the 16th, I do have an actual speaking engagement that I need to really start preparing for. And today was phenomenal. I got dressed up. I put on my makeup. I put on my best. I was so fucking professional. I was so prepared. I'm so excited. I'm just freaking thrilled. It's like, oh my gosh. I'm wondering how it's going to happen. Like, I'm wondering if am I going to get a big check or, you know, am I going to get like a good size check and a whole bunch of like ding, 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 you know, because this person just bought this. This person just bought that. Like when Supa sold all of that stuff on that Black Friday and her phone's going ping, 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 for like 10 minutes. She was like, this thing ain't stopped. And that's 10 minutes. Half an hour this phone been going off. Like that. Yeah, so I'm wondering if that's what it's going to be like. Am I just going to be selling units like bing, bing, bing? Am I going to get a nice big check-a-rooney? I'm too excited, though. I need to start. Yeah. I wonder. This is such a long voice note. I've been talking about 9 different things. But so this would be a good one for like if you're going on a drive, I guess. Cleaning your house. This would be a good one. Like you got to be doing something. You can't be looking for like any real point in this one. I apologize. After 17 minutes, there's no point to this. Because it just started off talking about how my light was dimmed by my ex. And how I was grateful that I made those changes to get myself out of that relationship. And then how they're paying off now. So perhaps there is a point. Like, I'm such a natural speaker. Like, this shit is easy, like Nicki Minaj say. I think it's so funny that, like, I am a Cardi stan, fan, and supporter, okay? But I quote Nicki all the time. I quote Nicki all the time. But also I think that's because Cardi is an entertainer and Nicki is an artist. So there is a difference. But
as far as like personally, on a personal level, if I had the opportunity to hang out with anyone, either one of them, I definitely would hang out with Cardi. Also, I feel like I know Cardi more because Instagram was out when she was coming out. I think when Nicki was coming out, MySpace was popping, maybe Facebook and shit like that. But, you know, I wasn't her Facebook friend. I followed Cardi on Instagram. So I used to get to watch her when she was, you know, like Super said, when you was counting that money from the club. Like, been a fan for a long time. Let me say this. I've been a follower, a supporter of hers for a long time before she even became an artist. I remember when she used to like do her little raps and shit. I'd be like, yo, she would be pretty dope. Like, I'd probably listen to her music. And now here she is. And again, like, Cardi is not an artist. I'm not saying that she's a fucking Picasso. However, what's that nigga's name? Not Pappy. But that one guy with the afro who's been on, well, I guess he's an artist too. Who else? Perhaps I can't use artist. I don't think I can use real artist then. Okay, so it's like Picasso versus somebody who does digital design and stuff like that. But they didn't like go to school to become a digital designer. Like, they just so happened to get into that shit because they're dope. You see what I'm saying? Cardi is just fucking dope. She didn't have to go to art school. She didn't, like, she's a real ass motherfucker giving real ass experiences. She's not giving anything that's trained or coached. And I love that about Cardi. Total rant. Anyways. And I also love that Nicki is an artist and that she does prepare for her craft and things like that. So it's just vice versa. Like, you just got to be able to appreciate and celebrate people for who they are. But I'm still going to choose Cardi over everybody. And I guess that's just because, like I said, I feel like I know her more. Duh. But anyways, moving on. Back to moi. This fucking tea I cannot with, bro. Like, and I really feel like, where's my tea bag? I think I ruined my tea bag already. And I really wanted that tea too. I sat up here and let that junk cool down. So now that I have these three speeches, I need to upload them to YouTube. And I'm sitting up here thinking about my website. Let me see. I really don't feel like doing this at 4:21 in the morning or 4:28, but I'm going to anyways, because why the fuck not? And this is how you get it. When it's 4:00 in the morning and your heart is broke, you leave the drugs alone, you leave the drink alone, and you get writing on your craft. Why the fuck I got leaves in my blanket? Like, this is them damn kids, bro. What is this? What is them kids? So for the next 7 days, I have to be able to consistently tell myself that I can make it without smoking. That I'm a strong enough person to do that. So every time I get the urge to be like, oh my God, I really wish I could smoke. Like, no, bitch, you got this. You don't need to smoke. And I feel like the first time I quit, that is exactly how it worked out. I remember telling myself, like, you don't need weed to get to heaven, but you do need the love and the respect of God. Because I was like really, really deep in the church at the time. So I used to tell myself every time I felt like smoking, I'm like, you don't need weed, but you do need Jesus. Don't need weed, but you do need Jesus. So that was really dope. Now, this website,
because that lady, well, I was going to say, this website has a ton of shit on it, and I'm not really trying to fuck with it. My stomach feels like it feels like I had a long night of drinking and I didn't eat, which is pretty much exactly what happened. I had a half a chili dog.
I had a pot pie.
I had a bite of a half of a bagel. I sure did have that whole cup of coffee, though. Fuck it up. Today was a great day. Amazing 24 hours, and I got so much more, and I just cannot wait for this cruise to be over. And it's so sad that, like, I keep looking past the experience. Oh, and I got a fucking job. Like, I got a whole new job, so that's lit, too. Because all my fucking bills are behind, and that shit's sad. I think I'm gonna do that, though. I think I'm gonna go somewhere and see if I can apply for just a small loan. And the only thing I want to do, like, I just want a $5,000 loan. I want to pay off my National Grid. And I'm not going to spend the whole five. I just want to pay off my National Grid. I want to pay off my two credit cards. I owe Progressive $120 and I owe a utility company like $105, $150, some shit like that. And that's it. That's all I got on my fucking credit. So if I pay that off, like, say if I get a $5,000 loan, I could pay that shit off easy. And I would actually cheat. I would just tell all of them people I'll do it in 3 months. Like, I'll break it down in payments of 3 months. You can auto withdraw it out of this account. And then the money that was, like, on the loan that was left. So if they give me the loan for $5,000, they put it in my one bank account or whatever. I will just keep the rest that I don't spend, use the rest to start paying back that shit mad fast. Like, I would just pay it down. And then since I have my job now and I'm not going to be worried about paying back any more debt, because, like, now I'm out of debt, I just going to have this one big bill. I can pay off that couple thousand dollars over the year. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Just pay them. Shit, even if I did $200 a month, I don't have no bills that are that big except for my rent. But shit, yeah. Like, especially if I'm going to be making it. And, yeah, everything is working out. My apartment complex is letting me, they have this escrow thing where if your rent, because it's subsidized housing, so my rent is going to get lowered again because I just lost both my fucking jobs in like 2 weeks. So, and that shit was bananas. I went from making $500 a week thinking I'm going to get in trouble for making so much money to making no $100 a week. And it was fucking drastic because prior to that I was making plans, like, okay, so I bought me a camera and all of this type of shit, and I'm like, all right, I got money coming in, so I'm just gonna be able to pay this all back. And I'm talking about one fucking credit card statement, my whole shit was rock, bitch. So life is just not the same, but it'll be okay. So like I was saying about my rent, it was $257. And then it got raised to $609 because I reported my income. Soon as I fucking report my income and they raise my rent to $609, I lose my job where I'm making my $220 a week like that. Because I was making $220, $225. It could have been more, but I wasn't working. Like, it's part-time. It's fucking part-time. 15 hours, 16 hours a week. 18 hours, I was doing the absolute most. But so I had that check coming in, and then I had another client that was paying me $300 a week. So that was how I was at 500. Would really, it was like, it would be more like 520, 530 every week. This is straight cash, no taxes. This is like after taxes. And then the one guy, he's a
It's a 1099, so it is straight cash because I'm charging you a fee and you're paying my fee for services. But then he was like, I don't need your services like that, so maybe 10 hours a week. Then I got the fucking pneumonia. I got the flu. I was sick for like 2 weeks. And then after being sick, no, I was sick for like a week. Was it a week or was it 2 weeks? No, I really think it was, I think it was 2 weeks. Or some shit like that. 10 days is what it was. It wasn't 14 days. It was, I was sick for 10 days. But then after that, on the 10th day, I found out I had pneumonia. So I still had to be out of work for another 2 days. Then the weekend hit. And then, so when I finally did make it back the Monday, he was like, man, I wish you would have called and told me because I would have told you I didn't have anything for you to do. I don't have any money. It's not cost effective. I'm spending money, but I'm not making money basically with me. Come to find out, I did take some time off. The little bit of time that I was gone, he was in there. I don't know. It wasn't working out good. And so I had to go in there the other day and straighten out some shit that I didn't even fuck up. Finding checks in the recycling bin. Like, it was a mess, but I'm glad I went. I'm sure he's glad I went because he had already basically deposited that check to those people's account, but he never cashed the check. So those people were paid up. You know, he did the services, they paid him the money, and he got it in a computer that they paid. But he wasn't going to have that money in his bank account had I not found that check. He had signed the fucking check and everything. So, like, that type of shit is crazy. But that experience right there let me know. I might be good at the office type of stuff, but it's not what I'm going to do. I don't like that kind of pressure. I don't want people calling me talking about where is this paper, where is that paper, how is this, like, nah, nigga, like, I'm at home, don't be calling me about shit, bruh, don't do that. So, I'm not taking any more administrative clients like that ever again in my life. I will work with Dave, and that's it. Like, even as far as my first administrative client, I'm not, fuck that shit. You're not going to keep hiring me and firing me every year. No, thank you. At least, I'm good. Fuck that shit. I'm not doing nothing with my last client. Like, nothing. Like, we ain't even cool no more. So, like, you can borderline, don't call me. But, yeah. Everything is going on good. Everything is going on good. I'm going to need to check into that loan. Because really and truly, that'd be the bee's knees for me. I just want to get those things off my back. And then I can just keep paying them the thing. Because I can pay my regular everyday bills. I can pay my bills moving forward. It's that back shit that I'm having a hard time with. And so, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Handle my business. I'm so proud of voice notes.
So I am, like, definitely going to start living the single life. I don't know the first thing about living a single life, but one thing that I know is that I'm going to have to be my own quote-unquote best friend. Like, my best friend is a woman, so she has a life and things to do. And so she can't sit down on the phone with me all day, texting me back and forth and stuff like that. And that's cool. And so, because I'm currently living a life where I have all kinds of extra time and freedom, I have to figure out, or I'm going to figure out, I can figure out, I will figure out how to fill that time. Like, doing this. I say it all the time. I'm so grateful for a voice recorder because it really helps me get things out of my head. So that's that. So, yeah. I canceled that appointment for the chiropractor tomorrow because I just do not have the coin. I just took my car to the shop, so that's gonna run me at least $80, most likely. Yeah, so I'm going back home, nobody has any appointments today. I would like to find the school calendar so that I can start marking down in my calendar when the children don't have days off and that junk don't have to be coming to a surprise for me. I would also like to find Solomon's dental appointments. He has like 3 more, I believe. And, oh, Lord have mercy. We're going to probably be done by that point. As far as his stuff goes, I think Rosie has 1 or 2 more. I have 1 or 2 more appointments. My girls didn't have any cavities, so they don't have any extra appointments. So that's good. I'm going to get all that taken care of. I know that if I dance more, like the dancer size, that's what I call it anyways, that my life would be really more valuable. I would be able to add more value to my own personal life. Could feel better, feel like I have more skills and things like that. Also today, I plan on doing my podcast because it's possible and I want to start getting this information and stuff out there. So that first recording of the conversation I had with Kamel yesterday, I don't know. I'm sure there will be some more to follow because the saga is definitely going to continue. But what I'm excited about, because I've really been doing the work. I'm not on the beginning of this journey. I've done so much minimizing as far as like personal things, my housekeeping, my cooking, everything like that. Like, I definitely have stepped my game up. There used to be a time in my life where I might cook dinner one day a week, and now it's like it's like half and half, like, especially because of like leftovers and things like that. So yeah, I have that going on. I'm not afraid to pull up my crock pot and bust it open. I'm just really excited about the changes that I've made. And like I was trying to explain to my ex, I'm ready for a relationship now. Like, the last maybe year or so, I was not in relationship mode. After that trip, like, we went on a little junket to Atlantic City, and he complained the whole time we didn't have no sex, and I cried the whole time. After that, I literally don't think I can do relationships right now. So I'm pretty sure that was 2016. Or maybe it was 2017. Because April 2018, I was gone. So April 2017, and then January 2017, I was gone. January 31st, I was out that bitch. Moved on, and I was just over it. And while I was here, out here, you know, getting myself together, doing the work, and like, girl, like, you were really not that bad. Like, I thought I was in like the worst shape of my life, and it's like, I'm really not. I'm in pretty good shape. So yeah, like, I'm okay with being in a relationship. Whatever relationship that I do get into now, it's not going to be a sexual one, just because I have to do some of that yoni cleansing that people be talking about. The wind is so deep out here, I literally thought that someone was following me in a car, but it was just the wind blowing. It's ridiculous. Anyways, so when you sit on the pot and you cleanse yourself, whatever, you know, I would like to do that. I'll probably just do like a bath though. I'm not going to go invest in the pot and tea and all that extra shit. I'm all about all natural stuff. So I have a lot of growing to do still, but it's the good growth. You know what I mean? It's like the year you plant your tree, you're literally not even going to see anything but like like a little thing, and you're gonna have to tie it up with a couple of other sticks for a few years. Like, if you planted it and it's a standalone tree, and even if it's growing naturally, like out in the woods and stuff like that, it needs all the protection of the other trees around it before it can stand up, you know, really good on its own. Like, I'm looking at a little, I guess, a thicket now, because it's definitely not a forest. It's a whole bunch of trees that obviously kind of, well, they're obviously planted too, because they're in a very straight row. Anyways, long story short, I forgot that because the wind, half this recording is probably not even going to be audible. But whatever. It'll be all right. I'm no longer at the point where I need to have things holding me up. So whatever growth that I start doing now is going to be fruitful. So I'm so excited about the year that I have to come in here and change my, what you call it? I'm gonna find out which one of these alarms are beeping and change it. And then change my trash can as well. Yeah. So I'm thinking it must be this one right here at my front door. Oh, actually it's not. Maybe it's the one upstairs. Anyway, right. Moving forward, I'm excited about the year of my life where everything in my house is something natural or organic. Like my cleaning supplies, like when I start cleaning with orange and lemon and vinegar. And when my like my face mask and stuff, I'm using oatmeal or turmeric, lemon, sugar, honey, things like that. When I'm washing and conditioning my hair with black soap and aloe vera and I was gonna say mayonnaise, but mayonnaise has eggs in it. And I'm trying to not use chicken fetus anymore to, you know, get what I want out of life. So maybe not mayonnaise, but you get the drift. Like, I'm really excited about that. I'm excited about when I have such a solid routine that I could be like a routine coach. Like, I could be a routine dictator. So whenever people need help getting a routine, that I'm the person that they come to, because I can be like, look, I know what it's like to struggle to try to get a routine for years and years and years. But yeah, so I'm just really excited because I have the right to be. I've, like I said, I've done the work, and I'm not saying that I'm all done working. That probably will not come about for some time. But I can say that I'm ready to start reaping the benefits. I'm definitely ready. I have so much more to offer. Yeah, so all the time, my little calorie intake is definitely working. I wonder if it's, this is probably even gonna sound better now
than it had this whole time. A, B, C, D, A, B, C, D, E. I'm trying to see if I'm talking into the phone mic or if I'm talking into my headphone mic. So far, it seems like I'm talking into the phone mic and not the headphone mic at all. Because as I get closer, the little thing gets bigger. I was hoping that I could like do this recording while doing stuff. But one thing that I learned is I can't. I tried that before. I was trying to like organize my cabinets and all I could hear was the cleaning of the dishes. So this is gonna work out. Not your fault. Stop trying to take responsibility for other people's stuff. Okay, so I think I'm going to pour a little bit of water into my coffee to help dilute it. And then I'm going to start working on my podcast. That's about to be my money-making job. That man came, set up here, and drank all my freaking liquor. I had that damn thing for like a week or so. And now it's all gone. But yeah, so this podcast is just going to be me. This is going to be my project to get with. I'm about to go see if I can get my mouse. Cannot be playing with people no more. 2018 has been my year of I'm not doing that shit. Like, I'm not doing it. I'm not about feeling bad. No, I came up here for my mouse. Stay focused. Your mouse is over here. And I think I'm going to bring my keyboard. I think the keyboard down there. Yeah, these keys are easier to push down. I wish that they hadn't broke my mouse. The keyboard, though. The little thing, I like that. Oh, mercy. I am grateful. I'm grateful that this month, this is going to be a great month for me. This is going to be a really good month. And I'm super serious. The first week of November. Just the second week, because today is the 7th. Oh yeah, still in the first week. Made it. Yep, everything's gonna be just fine. These recordings are gonna be gold one day. People are gonna be sitting around listening to them, like while they're cleaning up their house. Are going on long trips and they're gonna be like, this girl is crazy. But I'm so glad that she took the time to make all these recordings for us so that we would have an ability to have an insight, you know, on her personal life and the struggle, because my life is gonna look like gold, but I want people to know more about my struggle than the goldenness of it. Because the all that glitters isn't gold. And then sometimes you gotta even take into consideration. What the hell? So this is working. Oh. There we go. The mouse was off. Okay. Neither one of my daughters wear a headband in school today. Or no clips or nothing like that. And that's what I'm saying. Those are the type of things that I want to be on top of. Those are the type of things that for now are going to help me do what I most need to do. I learned from my husband, or my kid's dad, that
You really need to focus on your children.
Don't get so caught up in yourself that you lose focus of them, because they're not going to be children forever, and they're going to grow up right in front of your eyes. And it's your choice whether or not you want to, you know, be around them, keep them around, and help them grow into something better than what you did, which is ultimately my goal, is for my children to grow into something better than me. I think that I'm going to practice my speaking voice a little bit. I don't know if I'm going to have a speaking voice. If I model, that's not what I want to do. If my voice is a little monotone, I think that's just part of it. Okay, so we don't want to be here. I'm gonna get to work. I'm gonna listen to something.